This is KUT. Most schools tell students to stay out of jail, but Aikens High School in South Austin sends some of its students there once a week to learn how to become correctional officers. It's part of the school's criminal justice curriculum. KUT's Kate McGee spent a day with one student in the program.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Lauren Ochoa is standing in her criminal justice class at Aikens High School. The 18-year-old senior is wearing BDUs, or tactical training pants, boots that lace up to the shin, a black shirt, and a black jacket. The jacket says CSI on the back in gold letters, Correctional Service Intern. Lauren is one of nine students at Aikens heading to the Travis County Correctional Facility in Del Valle. Once a week, they get on the bus and go to the jail. There, Lauren learns what it's like to work with inmates, serving food, monitoring inmates when they're allowed out of their cells, and preventing fights.
So when I first started, I was scared. I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, they're gonna yell at me. They're gonna talk to me. They're gonna say dirty things to me.
Now, Lauren gets excited to go every week. Since she started, she's been all over the facility.
Psych, the clinic, building 3, which houses the females only, building 1, which is general population. Building 12 is the biggest building they have there, and they call that Westlake.
It's also the newest building. At the end of the school year, Lauren will have a certification that will let her work as a security coordinator with the Travis County Sheriff's Office, a step below correctional officer. She can become an officer at 21 when she's old enough to carry a weapon. But Lauren wants to be a detective. She sees this as a step toward that goal. On this day, Lauren is going to Maximum, which houses inmates who have had disciplinary problems since they entered jail.
Well, at Maximum, I try not to look at them because I do, and then like, they start like acting out. And if they say hi to me, I say hi to them back. I'm not going to be rude. They're people too.
Travis County doesn't let any audio or video recording inside the jail. To get between buildings, you walk on sidewalks with fences on either side and overhead. The buildings are made of cinder blocks. Inside Maximum, many of the walls are covered in murals painted by the inmates. Each area has a control room where officers sit and watch the inmates. On each side, there are windows which look out on a long hallway of cells. Inmates mingle in the day room, playing games and talking. Lauren says the worst part about the jail couldn't be recorded anyway. It's the smell.
It really stinks. Like, I can go home and I can take off my uniform and I can like smell it real fast, and I can still smell the jail. Like, you'll never smell smells like that until you go to jail.
This isn't Lauren's first exposure to a jail. Like many students in the CSI program, she has family in prison.
Ever since I was little, I had two sides of my family. I had the good side and then I had the bad side. And I wanted to be on the good side. I figured if I wasn't on the good side, then I'll end up being on the bad side. So I decided to take this on.
Her father was in prison in Tennessee. He's on parole now. Her stepfather is in prison in Texas. She spent years writing them letters and visiting them.
Yeah, it hurts me a lot, you know. The other day I was crying to my mom about it, and she was like, why are you in this internship? Because you want to see how your dad's living so you can hurt yourself, or because you want to make something of yourself? I don't want to just work at a fast food restaurant. Like, I want something better, you know?
Robin Katz runs the criminal justice program at Aikens High School. She says a career in corrections appeals to a lot of these students.
It's county employee, so the benefits are phenomenal. Pension for a correctional officer or a police officer is incredible also. You put in about 20 years, and then you get paid for the rest of your life. The health care benefits are amazing. I have two students in this internship who have children, and they're looking to be able to have a career where they can support their family, and this would be a great career for that.
Not everyone loves that Lauren is spending time in the jail, she says.
Especially my dad's. They've been in there, they've been in the inmate shoes, and they've been when there's a new person on post, and they don't like it.
But the internship has helped her understand why guards treat inmates a certain way, and it's helped change how she thinks about herself.
I felt like I was never good at anything but this. Like, I love criminal justice. Like, I've always been interested in it, you know, like the criminals and all that good stuff. Like, and I guess because of my fathers and some of my family, like, because of, they are criminals, you know, and the other half is, like, the people who protect and serve the law.
So what did you see in the jail today?
Lauren and her classmates spend half a day at the jail before heading back to school. She starts a new semester today and will head back to the jails this week. This semester, she and the rest of the correctional service interns will learn about female inmates, how to handle prison riots, and legal issues in prisons. Kate McGee, KUT News.